Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Lost Art of Listening, 2nd Edition, How Learning to Listen Can Improve Relationships, by Michael P. Nichols, Ph.D., narrated by Sean Renette. Introduction. Nothing hurts more than the sense that the people we care about aren't really listening. We never outgrow the need to have our feelings known. That's why a sympathetic ear is such a powerful force in human relationships, and why the failure to be understood is so painful. My ideas about listening have been sharpened by 35 years as a psychoanalyst and family therapist. Refereeing arguments between intimate partners, coaching parents to communicate with their children, and struggling myself to sustain empathy as my patients faced their demons has led me to the conclusion that much of the conflict in our lives can be explained by one simple fact. People don't really listen to each other. Talking without listening is like snipping an electrical cord in half and hoping that somehow something will light up. Most of the time, of course, we don't deliberately set out to break the connection. In fact, we're often baffled and dismayed by feeling left in the dark. Modern culture has developed conceptions of individualism that picture us finding our own bearings within, declaring independence from the webs of interlocution that formed us. It's as though, when we become finished persons, we outgrow our need for attention, like training wheels. All this is not to say that we can't be autonomous, in the sense of being self-directing, even original, able to think and act on our own.